兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我叫 Tony, 来自中国大陆。
My name is Tony, and I am from mainland China.
我这次来美国是在2019年的三月底来到休斯顿。
I came at the end of March into 2019.
19年当年11月份决志。
In that same year, November is when I accepted the Lord.
四年2020年7月份7月18号受洗。
And I was baptized July 18th of 2020.
信主之后我慢慢地体会到我们靠着主的话可以得胜，过上得胜的生活。
And after believing in the Lord, I gradually came to realize that Christians can live an overcoming life.
所以我今天分享的主题就是靠主得胜，从我为什么信主和得到医治两个方面来分享。
And so today I want to share about overcoming in the Lord, and I want to share on two points. Number one, why I came to believe in the Lord, and second, how I received healing from Him.
请允许我有点点的祷告。
Shall we have a word of prayer?
亲爱的主，我感谢你，赞美你。
Dear Lord, I thank you and praise you.
我感谢你赐我这么一个机会，与弟兄姊妹们来分享我的故事。
I thank the Lord that you have given me this opportunity to share my story with brothers and sisters.
我把接下来的三十分钟时间恭敬仰望在你的手中。
I place the following 30 minutes into your hand.
求你圣灵的带领。
May you lead me by your spirit.
保守我今天所言能符合你的心意。
So that today I may learn how to obey your will.
我更希望我今天所分享的在身体软弱的弟兄姊妹之间能够彼此的激励和建造。
And I do pray that my words today may be in mutual encouragement and strengthening to those who are weak in body.
将所有的荣耀和圣赞都归于我们的主。
So that all glory and praises be to our Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告， Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
好，第一部分就是为何信主。
And so the first part is why I believe in the Lord.
我信主呢，跟很多人不一样，我是。觉得哈，来到教会之后呢，看到很多的夫妻关系都非常好。
My receiving of the Lord perhaps is different from many others because I saw when I came to the church, many husbands and wives get along very well.
尤其我们的姊妹特别顺服他们的先生。
Particularly many sisters among us submit and obey their husbands.
所以我很羡慕，这是我希望的一个相符。那个叫做是夫妻之间的相处之道。
And so I really admire after this because I desire after having peace between husband and wife.
我既希望于信主之后能改善我的家庭生活。
And I really hope that after believing in the Lord, I could have a better family life.
那信主之前我的家庭生活是怎样的呢？
And so before I believed in the Lord, what was my family life like?
我跟我太太是在2002年九月份结婚的。
I was married to my wife September of 2002.
可是从我们认识到结婚只有45天的时间。
However, the time after I got to know her and marriage was only 45 days.
当然我知道我这不是最快的。
Of course, this is not the fastest.
我有一个朋友，在深圳的一个朋友做生意的，他第二天就结婚了。
I have a friend in Shenzhen and he got married after meeting his wife the next day.
他们结婚的目的是要组建一个集团公司，因为他太太有一个他那个在武汉，他自己有一个公司在深圳，所以他们为了集团公司。除了组成了家庭
They got married for the sake of business because it's
这是别人的故事
This is a different story, someone else's story But it was for the sake of business they got married
我跟我太太结婚呢我当初是在海南工作
And so after my wife and I were married One of us, we worked in 海南
我太太在北京工作
And my wife, she worked in Beijing
这是一个真正的南北分割的一个婚姻
This marriage was truly a distance between North and South
我们分开六年之后，我2008年回到北京工作。
And so we were separated for about 6 years. In 2008 was when I went back to Beijing for work.
也是为了荣耀的奥运会。
And also for the Olympics as well.
我是负责火炬传递的团队成员之一。
Because I was also part of the torch lighting group.
那结婚2018年我生病哈，那就这十年来，我们的生活都是在于。平静、争吵、冷战、缓和，在这争吵的这一个 cycle 当中。
And so all the way up to my illness in the last 10 years, our lives have been a constant cycle of calm, quarrel, cold war, relaxed, and then quarreling again.
严重的时候也说是要分开 divorce 啊。
And in the most difficult times, even talk of divorce has happened.
所以我们姐妹对我的评价就是，你还不如不在家，在家帮大忙。
And so my wife's evaluation of me was, might as well not be at home, because if I am at home, then I provide a disservice.
我印象当中对我最伤害或者最严重的一争吵是在我手术之后，在化疗的过程当中。
And so the last time we had a serious argument, it occurred during the chemo after my surgery.
同样提到了离婚。
We also talked about divorce.
但我相信那时候不是我太太的她的真实的本意，只是说性这个当时的情绪到了一定程度的时候，她把这句话说出来。
And I don't believe my wife really meant it, but she must have said it because of her emotions.
虽然我有这种认识，但不影响我极度的悲伤。
And even though I knew that, it still hurt me.
当时我就做了一个决定。
And so I made a decision.
并且把这个决定告诉了我的姐姐、妈妈和弟弟。
And I made this decision. I told it to my mother and brother.
我会等我身体好一点之后，我选择一个时间离婚。
And that when time was right, that I would pick a time for the divorce.
那时间就来到了2019年的三月份，我在一次复查当中发现有肝转移的迹象。
And then I had signs of liver metastasis at the beginning of March 2019.
这个时间距离上一次吵架的时间大概有四个月的时间。
And there was a period of time, about 4 months time, that I was fighting with my wife.
那时候我的姊妹已经，我的太太她已经带着两个孩子来到了休斯顿。
And at that time, my wife had brought two of our children and come to Houston.
所以我在思考如何来医治，如何来面对这个治疗的问题的时候，我就在思考我们的夫妻关系。
And so while I was considering this whole issue of recovering from my illness, I figured that I had to take care of my family relationship.
我一直有这么概念，就是说这样的夫妻关系是不是影响到我的健康的
？Because I was wondering whether or not my marriage was also affecting my health.
当然也会影响她的健康。
And of course, it affects her health.
如果不解决这个问题，我永远不可以得医治。
And if I don't take care of the situation, then I would never be healed.
那解决这个问题只有两个途径，一个是分开，一个就是和好。
So I realized I had only two decisions. One was either divorce, or the other is reconcile.
感谢主给我最后一个良知，让我选择了后者，我要求和。
And so I thank the Lord because I did pick the latter, which was reconciliation.
所以我以这么一个心态来到了休斯顿。
And so with this thought, I came to Houston.
而且我明确地跟我太太说，我第一个来是跟你过好日子的，第二个才是寻求医治。
And so I told my wife that my purpose for coming first was that I wanted to live happily, and secondly was I wanted healing.
我在这里来这里不是跟你争吵的。
I am here not to fight with you.
对的，还重要的一个原则就是说，我们要对三个孩子负责，希望给他们一个。完美的家庭。
And even more importantly, we wanted to give our three children a happy family.
所以我来休斯顿之后，我做好了思想准备，来配合她的工作。
And so I made arrangements so that I could come and be with her.
配合她的喜好。
And to also to go along with her likes.
所以我每天为了她，每次为了高兴，我参加各种聚会。
And so for her happiness, I came to various meetings, church meetings.
当然很多绝大多数的聚会都是跟教会有关的聚会啊。
And so of course these meetings are church meetings.
特别是那个我们周六的晨祷的聚会。
Particularly our Saturday morning watch.
更接近一些跟大家。
And to be, we are more close with everyone else.
所以我就发现呢，组内的弟兄姊妹们都比较和睦。
And I found that among us, many brothers and sisters, they were all at peace and in harmony.
这让我非常的羡慕，所以我在寻求。
And so it made me really envious, admire after that. I wanted to pursue after that.
在寻求主的奥秘当中就被主吸引。
And so while I was pursuing after that, I was attracted by the Lord.
也有一些那么的意见。
And I didn't have that many opinions or thoughts.
所以我在十一月份就决志信主了。
And so in November, I accepted and believed in the Lord.
像信主之后呢，我有几点领会跟各位分享。
And after believing in the Lord, I have several things that I learned I want to share with everyone.
第一个就是因为太太的改变让我下决心来信主的。
And so the first thing was because of the change in my wife, it made me make this decision.
我非常清楚地记得我在决志之前的一个月，我跟我太太之间又发生一次严重的争吵。
I remember very clearly a month before my decision, I had another serious argument with my wife.
这次的主角是我，我在发脾气，她在忍受。
And the main person was me. I was throwing a temper and she was enduring it.
争吵之后呢，我一直在等到她的 feedback， 等到她的还击。
And after this fight, I kept waiting for her counterattack.
可是等到现在我没等到。
I waited even until now. It still hasn't happened yet.
所以我知道主在他里面做了改变的工作。
So I knew that the Lord had done a work of changing her.
这跟以前是完全不同的改变。
It's something entirely different from before.
一般来讲是我们的征战都是一比十的比例，甚至大过他。
And so generally when we
我说了一句话，他会有十句话回击。
Generally, when we fought, there would always be a tenfold counterattack. Whatever I said, she would fight back really harsh.
所以她的改变让我看到了主的工作。
And so my wife's change allowed me to see the work of the Lord, that this is the great power of God.
所以我决志信主了。
And so I determined to believe and accept the Lord.
第二，让我明白婚姻是神的旨意。
This also allowed me to understand that marriage is God's will.
在信主之后，慢慢就能够尝到
And after believing in the Lord, I began to taste of the goodness of the Lord. Because of the leading of the Holy Spirit, we could taste of the happiness of a family.
马太福音十六章第六节说，既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体的了。所以神配合的人不可分害。
In Matthew 19:6, it says, So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate.
我是一个比较胆小的人。
I am perhaps a little bit more timid.
我刚刚决志信主的时候，告诉我在医院的这个翻译，我说我决志信主了，她也是主内的姊妹。
And so when I first believed in the Lord, I told the translator at the hospital, who is also a sister in the Lord.
她就告诉我一句话，不可得罪主。
And so she told me one thing, so that have I.
我不知道她为什么会跟我说这句话，大概就是说我们在寻求医治的时候，有时候不能看到果效的时候，可能会抱怨。
And so she asked me whether or not I have offended the Lord, because sometimes when you're seeking after healing, perhaps you have complained.
所以我就知道，让我明白哈，就是说我应该应该怎么说？我们应该把主摆在一个。随时摆在一个更高的位置啊。
And so I came to understand that at any point in time we need to be on a higher place.
或者说我们遵循于神的命令。
Or we need to seek after God's will, His will.
所以这让我明白夫妻的结合乃是神的旨意。
And this helped me understand that the coming together of husband and wife is God's will.
虽然我们认识只有四十五天，但是还是神安排的。
Even though we only knew each other for 45 days, this was still arranged by God.
So you 不能够再轻言离婚。
So we cannot just casually talk about divorce.
第三点领受呢，我就领受到我们在爱里面是彼此的顺服。
And the third thing that we learned is that we need to love one another in obey one another in love.
而是由圣灵来做改变的工作。
And the work of change is through the work of the Holy Spirit.
大家都熟悉的以弗所书五章二十二节，你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。
We're all familiar with Ephesians 5:22, wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord.
看到这些经文的时候，我还没有信主，我就把这段经文分享给我的姊妹。
When I shared this verse with my wife, I had not yet believed in the Lord.
我也明白了为什么许多的姊妹那么的顺服他们的先生，因为。是神的命令。
And I know that many sisters, they do obey their husbands because it is God's command.
可是我们的姊妹没有表态，她过了几天给我分享了另外一节经文，就是二十五节。
And
大家都知道的内容哈。
And then after I shared this with my wife, she did not express any thoughts towards me at that time. But a few days later, she shared with me Ephesians 5:25, and you know the contents of that.
这些经文说，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子。正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
It says, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself up for her."
我知道他在分享这节经文给我的目的是什么。
And I knew the purpose for why she shared this verse with me.
所以我反复思考这两段经文以及前后的经文。
So I repeatedly meditated on these two verses as well as its context.
过了一段时间，我的领受就是。
And after a while, what I received from the Lord, what I understood.
圣灵对每个人带领是不一样的。
Is that the leading of the Holy Spirit for everyone is different.
圣灵对我的带领是要我去改变。
The Holy Spirit's leading in me is that I need to change.
与此同时，我相信圣灵也会带领我的姊妹，让她去改变。
And at the same time, I believe the Holy Spirit is leading my wife to also change.
而不是由我来提醒她顺服丈夫。
And it's not for me to command for her to submit to her husband.
更不是我来改变她变成一个顺服的妻子。
Nor is it me commanding her to be that obedient wife.
我相信改变的 工作都在神的计划和做工当中。
And I do believe that this work of transformation and change is in God's plan and God's work.
我还领悟到，如果做丈夫的就盯着22节经节，然后做妻子的盯着25节经节，那就是我们原来的状态。
Our original condition was that as a husband, I kept staring at verse 25, and then the wives, they kept staring at verse 22. That was what we were originally like.
相反，做丈夫的如果盯住第25节经节，做妻子的盯住22节经节，情况就会大不相同。
But conversely, if the husbands look at verse 25 and the wives look at verse 22, then the Lord can do His work of change in us.
因为我们彼此都在做改变自己的工作，做自己可以 control 的工作。
Because we're individually doing our own personal work of what the Lord is doing in us.
所以从这个时候开始，我就每天操练自己，眼睛不再盯住姊妹是否改变，她是否有错，她是否在操练的这些细节上。
And so now I'm learning every day. I'm practicing that I'm not constantly fixing my eyes on the things that are wrong in my wife and the things that she needs to change.
而是让她感受是否有感受到我对她的爱。
But whether or not she can sense my love for her.
我是否愿意为她舍己。
Whether or not I'm willing to lay down my life for her.
这样的操练带来的是愉悦的家庭生活。
And this has brought a much happier family life.
关于家庭生活，我第四点我看到的是我自己的骄傲。
And the fourth thing that I came to learn, is my seeing my own pride.
靠着主的怜悯，让我能够体会到我之前我们的所有的争吵的根源，很多时候源自于我的骄傲。
By the Lord's mercy, I learned that the reason for many of our fights from before was because of my own pride.
所以我现在已经完全接受他对我的另一条评价。
And so now I completely accept all of my wife's conclusions.
你是一家之主，吵架的原因都在于你。
That as the head of the family, all the reasons for our arguments were because of me.
即便是明显是她的错的，也是我的错。
Because even if it's her wrong, it's also my wrong.
是的，我是真心的接受了这个评价。
And I have completely come to accept this.
因为我知道我们的原生家庭的背景是完全不一样。
Because I do understand that all of our past family backgrounds are completely different.
我们的学习经历也不一样。
Our experiences, even education, is different.
后续的生活和其他的很多经历都不一样，所以我们不可能有完全一致的判断。
Our past lives, and so there are so many things that are different, so we cannot be completely the same in all things.
而坚持己见，
and
唯我独尊，轻看对方的做法，都是我骄傲的表现。
And the things that expressed my pride was my insistence of my own opinion, my self-centeredness, and looking down on others.
总是想自己的观点和方法凌驾于他人之上。
And so all of these things, I would place it upon her.
所以，我看到自己的骄傲之后，我也在这方面操练自己。
And so after seeing my own pride, I also began to practice.
我开始发现我们家姊妹一条一条的优点。
And then I began to realize and see one after another my wife's strength.
在我来休斯顿之前，我尝试写一张表格，写下我妻子的优点。
And so after coming to Houston, I would now fill out this form of all the strengths of my wife.
因为我要去和好，必须要看到她的优点，对不对？
Because if I want to get along with her, I need to see her positive sides. And so I write it down.
是的，那今天在我的眼里，她很多的优点。
And so today in my eyes, she has many strengths.
我现在几乎给她打了满分，100分。
And I give her a full 100 points.
好。那因为原来的话写不出来的原因，因为心里面都是怨气，满是不满意。
And the reason why I couldn't find a single thing in the past was because of my own grievances and my own dissatisfaction in my own heart.
感谢主，这些变化和领受都是神的怜悯和祝福，是对我们这一个家的祝福。
And so all of these things that I have learned and these changes are because of the mercy and the blessing of the Lord.
还有一点就是我们都先后信了主。
And also because we have all now come to believe in the Lord.
并且把我们的孩子都带到了主的面前。
And we also bring our children before the Lord as well.
我们期望与神和好。
And we want to be reconciled with the Lord.
当有不同意见的时候，我们现在就一起来到神的面前，我们祷告。
And so now together we can come and pray before the Lord.
即使因为这是同心合意的祷告，即使没有达成一致，我也不会有再有什么争吵。
And so even as we pray and pray for healing, even if there's no healing, we will not fight anymore.
我们这个家庭如此的蒙福，这是神的大爱。
And so we are now blessed by the Lord. It is because of His great love.
把他安然如己的命令。
And also His command that we are to love one another.
我相信，因为爱才能顺服，因为爱才能舍己。
And so it is because of love that we can obey. Love, then we can deny ourselves.
因为爱才能降卑自己，因为爱才能欣赏他人。
Because of love, we can be humble. Because of love, we can appreciate the other.
所以我的领受是靠主可以做一个得胜的家庭生活。
And so because of love and through his words, now we can live an overcoming family life.
第二部分是得主医治的内容。
And secondly, I want to share about receiving healing from the Lord.
我现在的诊断的结果是之前是叫做是结肠癌转肝转移啊。
I am now diagnosed with colon cancer and it has metastasized to my liver.
在过去的时间，有教会有很多的弟兄和姊妹为我祷告。
Many brothers and sisters in church have prayed for me.
寻求神的医治。
And sought for God's healing.
这次机会真心的谢谢大家，谢谢每一位。
And so I want to take this opportunity to thank everyone.
我知道从医学角度上看，癌症晚期的病人是不可以治愈的。
I know that from a medical point of view, patients with advanced cancer cannot be cured.
他们是用了一个五年和十或者十年的生存率来表达。
There's a statistical rate of 5 or 10 years of living.
所以我在神的面前给我自己求十年的寿命。
So I prayed before the Lord for 10 more years.
那是两年前。
And that was 2 years ago.
当时我的最小的孩子四岁。
And my youngest at that time was age 4.
我想十年以后他是一个意气风发的少年了，14岁了。
And so 10 years later, he would be
我可以安然离世。
A strong 14-year-old and I could leave peacefully.
可是今年二月份呢，有位弟兄给我送了一本书。
But this February, a brother gave me a book.
书名是如何从癌症得到医治。
And its title is Healed of Cancer.
作者是 Dodi Austin.
And the author is Dodi Austin.
1981年12月初，作者被诊断为晚期的肝癌。
And this author, she was diagnosed with advanced liver cancer in December of 1981.
医生告诉她，化疗做不做，只有几个星期的寿命。
And the doctors told her whether or not she undergoes chemo, that she only had a few weeks to live.
在这样的情况下，她和她的先生决定放弃治疗，回到家里。
And so, under such circumstances, her husband and her decided to not have treatment and go home.
回到家里的第二天早上，她的先生和她一起祷告。
And the next morning, her husband and her, they together they prayed.
祷告神给他的话语就是他就宣告，那是他当天这是他医治的开始。
And so that day, their proclamation was also the beginning of her healing.
那天是十二月十一日。
And that was December 11th.
到今天已经接近四十年过去了，这是第四十个年头。
And from that day on, it's about 40-some years have passed.
今年十月份，她要满88岁，她依然健康地活着。
And of October this year, she will be 88 years old.
这本小说小册子里写了很多的细节，这让我得到极大的激励。
And this story and the many details greatly encouraged me.
在那时候，我还听了一篇讲道，题目是 "God wants you well."
At that time, I also listened to a sermon. The topic is "God wants you well."
听完讲道之后，我也查阅了相关的经文。
After listening to the sermon, I also looked up all the scriptures, and so I was very excited.
真的，当时这样的感受，我到现在都记忆犹新，从来以后再也没有这种感受，就直到今天。
And so after that inspiration, I haven't felt that same until even today.
当时我就拿起毛笔，把这句话写上了。I believe.It is God's will for me to be well.
And so I wrote down this phrase, I believe it is God's will for me to be well.
于是我宣告我得了医治。
And I declare that I have been completely healed.
那一天是2021年的2月21日。
And that was February 24th of 2021.
今天是8月1日。
Today is August 1st.
差不多半年的时间了，我一直在查考这个医治的有关方面的经文，也会听一些讲道。
And so in the past 6 months, I've been seeking and searching all the scriptures that are related to healing and listening to many messages.
也参加了一些课程的学习。
And I've also learned from some classes.
也看到了，听到了，也有是正在发生我们当中的医治的神迹奇事。
I have heard as well as have seen some miracles of healing.
所以这些见证让我有几点领受。
And so these testimonies have taught me a few things.
第一点呢，就是我们在我自己在基督里的身份是神的儿子。
The first thing is that my identity is in Christ, the Son of God.
你看罗马书八章十四到十五节，因为凡被神的圣灵引导的，都是神的儿子。你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
The first passage is Romans 8:14-15. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry out, Abba, Father.
马太福音7:11也说到了，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，况且你们在天上的父岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
Matthew 7:11. If you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him?
所以说我是神的儿子，上帝是我的天父。
And so I am a child of God and my heavenly, have a heavenly father.
上帝是个好父亲，他对我们的爱是无条件的爱。
God is a good father and he wants to, wants us to be well. He has unlimited love.
他希望我一切都好，也希望我健康。
He wants me to be well, wants me to be healthy.
他永不改变。
He will never change.
比我们地上的父亲还要好，还要有能力。
And he is more capable and better than our earthly father.
因为他是创造宇宙万物的。
Because he is the God who created all the universe.
第二点认识就是关于救恩的认识，得医治是救恩的一部分。
And secondly, my understanding of salvation is accomplished by the Lord is a part of salvation.
彼得前书2:24说，因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
Healing is a part of salvation. Sorry, 1 Peter 2:24. Before by his wounds you are healed.
马太福音12:15，耶稣知道了，离开就离开那里，有许多人跟着他，把其中有病的人都治好了。
In Matthew 12:15, it says, "But Jesus, aware of this, withdrew from there. Many followed him, and he healed them all."
路加福音4:40说，日落的时候，凡有病人的，不论害什么病，都带到耶稣那里，耶稣按手在他们个人身上，医好了他们。
And then Luke 4:40 says, while the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and laying his hands on each one of them, he was healing them.
我自己的领受是，耶稣不只将我们的罪钉在十字架上，我们的疾病也是，我们的医治已被主耶稣赎买回来了。
Not only was Jesus nailed on the cross for our sins, but also for our diseases. Our healing has been purchased by the Lord Jesus and a part of our salvation.
医治是救恩的一部分。
Because healing is part of salvation.
从圣经讲述耶稣医治病人的事迹看，不是医治其中的一部分疾病或一部分的病人。
So from looking at the stories of Jesus healing the sick in the Bible, it's not about healing part of the sicknesses or only some of the sick people.
而且是无论是害什么病，都得了医治。而且凡带到主耶稣那里的或跟随他的，都医好了，没有不被医治的。
So any sickness that was brought to the Lord and all who came to him, all were healed.
在神的眼里，癌症跟感冒是一样的。
Because in God's eyes, whether it's cancer or a cold, both are the same.
都可以得医治。
Both can be cured.
医治的恩赐就像圣诞礼物，已经快递到你家了。
And so the gift of healing is like a Christmas present. It's about to arrive at your home.
我们是否打开，是否接受，取决于我们自己的选择。
Whether you want to open it or accept it is your own choice.
领受三就是与神同工，和心同心合意的代祷。同心合意的祷告和相互的代祷。
The third thing I learned is to co-work with God, that we are to pray with one heart and mutually intercede on behalf of one another.
马太福音18:19，我又告诉你们，若你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
Matthew 18:19 says, Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth about anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven.
雅各书5:16，所以你们要彼此认罪。互相代求，使你们可以得医治。
And in James 5:16, it says, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, so that you may be healed."
路加福音6:38还说，你们要给人，就必有给你们的。
And in Luke 6:38, it says, "Give and it will be given unto you."
这两段经文，这几段经文，三段经文都告诉我们，同心合意的求，相互代求是符合神心意的事情。
And so these verses tell us that we need to ask with one heart, intercede on behalf of one another, is in line with God's will.
所以我觉得我应该走出去，为别人祷告。
And so I do feel that I need to pray for others as well.
当我们征战时，若能把自己需要给出去，神会快快地成就我们所需的。
And so when we battle for others in our prayers and give our requests, then God will quickly accomplish what we ask for.
当我们想的都是自己，定义在自己身上的时候，我们会变得软弱。
When we constantly think only about ourselves or what we need, then we will become weak.
我的领受四是医治的奇迹还在发生吗？
And then the next thing is whether or not healing miracles still occur.
答案是昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
The answer is yesterday, today, forever. It is the same.
林前12:28， 说神在教会所设立的第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师，其次是行异能的，再次是医治恩赐的。
In 1 Corinthians 12:28, it says, God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles and gifts of healings.
所以希伯来书13:8也说到，耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
In Hebrews 13:8, it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever.
所以我的领受是得医治，得恩赐医治的是主在教会设立的职责之一。
And so my thought here is that the gift of healing is one of the functions set up by the Lord in the church.
而且因着耶稣基督的应许，得医治恩赐的昨日、今日一直到永远都是存在的。
And because of the promise of our Lord Jesus, the gift of healing has always existed yesterday, today, and forever.
从那一刻开始，我十年寿命的盼望变成了得完全的医治。
And so from that moment on, my hope of another decade has changed to a full lifetime.
这对一个癌症晚期的病人来讲，这是多大的改变。
This is a full healing, and so now this is a great change of my hope.
当然我现在知道我的寿命在神手里，我确实不知道能活多久。
And so, of course, I do know that my years are in the hand of God. I don't know for how long I can live.
但从那一天开始，我相信。
But from that day on, I believe.
我必不至死，仍要存活，并要传扬耶和华的作为。诗篇118:17。
I will not die, but live and tell of the works of the Lord, which is from Psalm 118:17.
我也相信我不会死于这个疾病。
And I believe I will not die of this disease.
我想大家会问，你现在怎么样了？
Perhaps some brothers and sisters are wondering, how am I doing right now?
我拿掉口罩站在大家面前，我怎么样呢？
And so, when I'm wearing my mask, what's my condition?
如果三年前看到我的话，我满脸还是红痘。
If you look at me, perhaps my skin is the darker side, but tanned.
这是我在我身上能看到的唯一的一个 side effects.
But the one side effect that you can see.
但是今天，主知道我要来这里。
But today the Lord knows that I am to be here.
给我做了一个很好的美容。
And gave me a good appearance.
所以能可以坦然无惧来到大家面前，也来到他的面前。
So that I could stand in front of everybody.
Okay. 啊，我理解的神的医治呢，首先是从灵得完全的医治。
What I understand is that my healing first needs to be in my spirit. That in my spirit I am completely healed.
我们要把这样的信心，我把这样的信心牢牢地建立在神的话语当中。
I firmly built my faith on God's promise.
靠着这些话语来更新我的思想，更新我的意念，改变我的魂。
That according to His words, I need to renew my mind and my thoughts by the Lord's words. My soul also needs to be healed.
于是我的魂得医治。
So that my soul can be fully healed.
我每天都处于积极、兴奋、喜乐、平安的当中。
And so each day I can live in excitement and in peace.
然后我的身体就会有变化。
And then my body will also change.
当然也有立刻得医治的。
Of course, there are examples of quick, immediate healing.
因为你们要听Helen的分享。
Later on, you'll hear Sister Helen's sharing.
她是立刻得医治的。
She was immediately healed.
我最近的两次 CT 的检查，每次检查前我都非常有平安。
In the last two CT exams beforehand, I had peace in my heart.
不像以前都觉得去上审判台。
And so previously, I would just look forward.
我知道一定是好的，但是有多好，就在神的手里。
I knew it would be good, but how good it would be in the hands of God.
这两次的情形是，每一次都缩小了40%-50%。
And the last two results showed that the tumor has shrunk by 40%-50%.
而且副作用越来越小。
And the side effects are lessening.
我盆腔的疼痛已经没有了。
And the pain is no longer painful.
我记得清楚，非常清楚。有挑战的是，我第一次化疗是2月25日。
I remember the very first challenge of my chemo in February 25th.
我虽然有点疲惫，但是我还自己开车回家。
I was a bit tired, but I drove home by myself.
到我回家到十几分钟的时候，我就浑身出汗。
And so about 10 minutes after I got home, I had a full body cold sweat.
越来越不舒服，胃也不舒服。
And I had a stomach ache.
双腿打颤，浑身没力气，站立不住。
My legs trembled. I had no more strength to be able to stand.
然后我来到卧室跪下来祷告。
So I went to the bedroom to kneel down and pray.
我问神说，主啊，这是否是你所应许的治疗方案？如果是，让我能接受，让它有效果，让我有平安。
And so I said, Lord, is this a main treatment option for me? If it is, please let me be able to stand. Let this treatment be effective, and please also grant me peace.
十几分钟之后，所有的症状都慢慢的、逐渐的减轻了。
About 10 some minutes later, all these symptoms gradually eased.
减轻到我自己能够接受的程度。
And to a point it was tolerable.
我还下自己下楼梯坐上了一个弟兄的车送我去了急诊室。我因为怕保险起见，因为第一次做化疗，我还是去急诊室看看。
And so then I also was able to get into a car. A brother took me to urgent care because.
在急诊室，我做了两件事情：第一，吃饭。
And but the two things I needed to do first was I ate.
验血。
And then I also had a blood draw.
两小时之后，医生告诉我你可以回家了 ，everything good.
And then the doctor told me that everything is good.
所以这是我第一次经历到，就是保罗那句，就是保罗在哪句哪，我不记得是哪一个章节哈，就是说我的能力够你用。
And then I learned that time the word of the Lord.
是的，神的能力够我用。
That His strength is sufficient for me.
好了，那第二次化疗之后的话，实际上那我是第一次化疗那种症状持续了五天，难受的症状。
And so this discomfort after my first chemo lasted 5 days.
第二次化疗也持续了五天，不过症状轻了很多。
And the next time I also had side effects, but it was less.
第三次化疗之后的话，我只有一天的不舒适。
After my third round of chemo, I only had 1 day of discomfort.
到现在，昨天我是星期五这进行的第几次我忘了，不数它了。
But now, whether or not I have any discomfort,
我现在还带着一个泵在身上。还在治疗当中。
But right now I am still in treatment.
我想说，我基本上治疗完回到家，我就是状态不错的。
But now every time after treatment, when I go home, my condition is pretty good.
所以路加福音十章十九节说。
And in Luke 10:19 it says.
我已经给你们权柄，可以践踏蛇和蝎子，又胜过仇敌一切的能力，断没有什么能害你们。
Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure you.
因为我的祷告是奉耶稣的名，我拒绝任何的副作用，我命令一切的副作用离开我的身体。
Because my prayer is, in the name of Jesus, I reject any side effects and I order all side effects to leave my body.
靠这样的祷告，让我的副作用越来越轻。
And so according to this prayer, all my side effects have lessened.
也让我的腹部的右下腹部的疼痛已经没有感觉了。
And so that my pain also in my lower extremities also have lessened.
对于我来言，疼痛的感觉不是说凭借一次祷告就能解决问题的。
And so this pain level is not just through one prayer.
是的，我祷告之后，它好像是减轻了，隔天不痛了。
Yes, when I pray, it does seem to get better.
过几天它又回来了。
But after a few days, it comes back.
一共反复多少次，我没有去数它。
I really don't know how many times it comes back.
但结果是现在不痛了。
But the result is I don't have any more pain.
我知道这里面有属灵的征战。
I know there is a spiritual battle here.
只要我们靠着神的话语，我们就能得胜。
As long as we rely on God's words, we can overcome.
魔鬼撒旦就会离开。
And the enemy, Satan, he will leave.
雅各书四章七节说：“故此你们要顺服神，务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们，逃跑了。”
In James 4:7 it says, "Submit therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you."
我现在每天都在被这样的话激励。
And so every day I'm encouraged by these words.
学习与神和好，与神同行。
And I learn to be reconciled with God and to walk with God.
并把自己完全交在主的手中。
And I place myself entirely into His hands.
我感觉这样是靠着主的话，我在医治的道路上正在过着一个得胜的生活。
And so according to His words, I could live an overcoming life.
以上是我今天的分享，谢谢大家耐心，感谢主的带领。
This is my sharing. Thank you everyone for your patience and thank the Lord for His leading. I thank God.
让我有机会在这里做见证。
I thank God that I have this opportunity to bear witness for the Lord here.
我信主二十多年了。
I have believed in the Lord for 20 years.
在这二十多年当中，其中有十六年是在其他教会度过的。
And in these 20 years, about 16 years I have spent in other churches.
教会的主日和查经我都会参加。
I've always attended Sunday meetings and Bible studies.
但是圣经。有读没有懂。
And yet I read the Bible but I did not understand it.
我还活在我自己的世界当中。
My life was not changed. I continued to live in my own world.
生命没有任何改变。
And there was no change in my life.
我时常心里有一种空虚和一种渴求，不知道到哪里去寻求。
There was always an inexplicable emptiness and thirst in me, and I didn't know where to find satisfaction.
在四年前，我忽然间对圣经感兴趣。
Four years ago, when I all of a sudden had an interest in reading the Bible,
在跟朋友聊天的时候，我朋友对我讲，这个教会查经很好。
I was chatting with a friend and he told me that this church had a very good Bible study.
并且给了我一个弟兄的名字。
And also gave me the name of a brother.
在一个周五的晚上，我来到了这个教会。
And so I came here on a Friday night.
那一天是圣经班第一天开学。
And it was the first day of the new semester of the Bible study groups.
新旧约分好多组。
And so there were many different groups for the New Testament and Old Testament.
我凭着感动选择了保罗书信这一组。
And so according to how I felt, I chose the New Testament Paul's Epistles group.
第一天，就是说，分组以后，让自我介绍，第一个介绍的人就是我要找的人。
And so after we separated into groups, the very first person that introduced themselves was the person that I was looking for.
感谢神。
I thank God.
在这之后，真就是在这个在这之后，我真就是经历了很多神迹奇事。
And so after this, I did experience many miracles from the Lord.
这里的查经非常好，我很喜欢。
And、I really like the Bible studies here.
但是只查了八次的经，
But、
我就生病了。
I got sick after coming here for only eight times.
在一次 CT 斯根检查的时候。医生对我讲，我得了 cancer， 并且已经肺转移。
And so after CT scan, the doctor told me that I have kidney cancer and it metastasized to the lungs.
当时我心情非常的平静，但是我里面大声的向神呼喊。
After this, I was outwardly calm, but inwardly I was loudly yelling at God.
我圣经还没有读完一遍呢，你就这样把我接走吗？
I haven't read the Bible through thoroughly yet, and now you want to take me home?
我真不知道我什么时候开始这么属灵。
I really don't know when I became so spiritual.
所以就是，之后又做了，做了活检。
And so after this, a biopsy was done.
我得的是恶性程度最高的那一种癌症。
And I had the most malignant type of cancer.
早期发现，早期手术，生命期只有一到两年。
With early detection and early surgical intervention, my life expectancy was only 1 to 2 years.
我已经到了晚期。
I was already at the most advanced stage.
不治疗，我只有六个月的生命。
With no treatment, my lifespan would only be about 6 months.
如果要治疗的话，就是要只能是给我做三次的化疗。
If I were to receive treatment, I would only have 3 cycles of chemo.
然后看结果怎样。
And then depending on the results.
如果我的肾脏被打坏，或者是我的没有效果，就给我停止治疗。
If my kidney function was damaged or medication doesn't work, then everything, all treatment will stop.
所以在这个过程当中，我有很多的想法。
And so throughout this whole process, I had a lot of thoughts.
医生也说了，最后没有办法就给你做切除，但是效果不敢肯定。
Lastly, if surgical resection could be done, the results are still uncertain.
我是一名医生。
I am a doctor.
我知道这个晚期癌症治疗的辛苦。
I also know the difficulty of late stage treatment.
所以，我想还是去旅游哈，把最后的时间。用到旅游上，因为我很注重生命的质量。
And so I thought perhaps with the last bit of time I wanted to go and travel because the quality of life is very important to me.
这样也免得给别人增加麻烦。
And in such a way I did not want to cause any trouble for others.
思想之后，我就决定放弃治疗。
So after thinking about this, I decided to not go through treatment.
我利用三天的时间把我的东西都捐掉了。
So using 3 days' time, I donated everything.
只留下一点点临时用的。
I just left a few temporary things.
然后我打电话给我的儿子。
Then I called my son.
我说妈妈中了大奖。
I told him that mother had hit the jackpot.
我得了癌症，已经到了晚期。
And that I had cancer, I was in the advanced stage.
我决定放弃治疗。
And I decided to give up treatment.
你一周以后来接我。
Please come pick me up in 1 week.
我们开车从休斯顿到 San Jose.
And that we would drive from Houston to San Jose.
沿途你陪妈妈玩一玩。
And please, we'll just have some fun along the way.
我先到你家去看一看。
I'll go to your home and I'll take a look.
之后的日子我都已经安排好了。
I have already arranged for the last bit of time that I have.
我的儿子就四十多岁了，大声地哭了起来。
My son, who is over 40 some years old, he cried out loudly.
他说，妈妈，你们为什么都陪我走这么短的路？
And he said, Mom, why do you walk such a short road with me?
你的决定对我不公平。
Your decision is so unfair.
我很快去接你到我这里来，为你到医院治疗，我陪你去治疗。
I will quickly come pick you up and I'll take you to the hospital for treatment.
我说，父母都会有走的那一天，你要做好准备。我把电话就挂了。
And I said, well, your parents, they will one day leave when they are old. You must be prepared. And I hung up the phone.
第二天，我的朋友来我家。
The next day, my friend came to my home.
我正和医生在打电话。
And so, a doctor called me at that time.
他知道我生病了。
And my friend also knew about my illness.
他就回到家里去找他的朋友。在 MD Anderson 为我找好的医生为我治疗。
And so he went back home and he wanted to call his friend who knew somebody who is a good doctor at MD Anderson.
很快我就接到了一个来自欧洲的信也电子邮件。
And very quickly I received a letter from Europe.
对方已经为我找好了医生，并且也把两位医生的回信转给了我。
And this person had already contacted a doctor for me and sent me the two doctors' reply letters as well.
其实这个人是我们教会的人。
And this person is a brother here.
他去欧洲出差。
He was on a business trip in Europe.
我对他讲，
and then
不会麻烦了。
I told him not to bother.
我已经决定放弃治疗。
For I have already decided to give up treatment.
这位弟兄很诚恳地对我说，Helen, 你要祷告，听神的声音。
And this brother told me with sincerity that I should pray and listen to God's voice.
晚上我就在神面前做祷告。祷告的时候，我就在那之前有一件事就出现在我的脑海里。
And so that night I did kneel down to pray, and before I prayed, something had come back into my memory.
在那不久之前，我晚上夜半时分我去卫生间。
Not too long ago, in the middle of the night, I had gotten up to go to the bathroom.
往外走的时候，一个温柔的声音对我讲话。
And as I was walking out, a very soft and gentle voice started to speak to me.
走到走廊讲了一遍。
And then this voice said it again in the hallway.
到了床前声音会大了一点。
And when I got to my bed, the voice was even louder.
三次讲的是同一句话。
And it was the same phrase three times.
我的恩典够你用。
My grace is sufficient for you.
所以当时我当时听到的时候，我那时候想是够用，有吃有喝的，有之后我也就忘记了。
And so at that time I thought, yes, that is right. As long as I can eat and drink, yes, everything is good for me.
这个时候再想起来的时候，就觉得有其中更深的意义。
But now, as I knelt down to pray, I realized that this phrase has a deeper meaning.
我思想之后，决定接受治疗。
So after praying and thinking about this, I changed my mind and decided to receive treatment.
在等待接受治疗期间，我的肺部的肿瘤让我咳嗽不止。
And so before I received treatment, about 7 days, the tumor in my lungs caused me to have a lot of coughing.
周五的聚会，全教会聚会的时候，我不敢进来。
And so when everyone was gathered together that Friday night for singing time, I dared not enter.
我在车里等。
I waited in the car.
分组以后我会进到小组参加学习。
And so after everyone broke up into groups was when I came in.
一个周五那天咳嗽的是比以往都厉害。
That Friday, my cough was much worse than before.
我非常的不好意思。
I was very embarrassed.
对大家搅扰这么大，下次就不要再来了。
Because I was disturbing everyone, next time perhaps I should not come.
接触时一个弟兄一位弟兄说 Helen 你真是晚了
And so after the meeting ended a brother said to me Sister Helen you are quite late today
我看到我知道弟兄姐妹都很担心我
And so I know that many brothers and sisters were worried for me
在这个星期五的第二天星期六的晚上十一点
And so the very next night Saturday night at 11 p.m.
同事这位弟兄就给我发来了电子邮件
At the same that night, or that same brother also sent me this message.
他说我为你祷告，求神赐怜悯、医治和恩典。
I am praying for you and ask God for mercy, healing, and grace.
所以就是还送我一首歌。
And he also gave me a hymn.
我看到他祷告的内容，我就眼泪流了下来。
And so when I saw the contents of his prayer, I wept.
听歌的时候我哭得更厉害
And I wept even harder when I listened to the song
这是我生病以来第一次流泪
This was the first time I shed tears after getting sick
不是伤心的眼泪
It was not tears of sadness
有一种非常释放的感觉
I felt set free
我关上了灯就是继续听歌
And so I turned off the light and I continued to listen to the song
听着听着就听到了一句就是耶稣撒冷的玫瑰医治的膏油
And then I listened to the lyrics There was this phrase Jesus, Rose of Sharon Balm for every illness
当时我就看到了我的里面从胸部从上到下被抹了一下
And I saw the inside of my chest being wiped from top to bottom
就觉得枕头有点高
And then I thought my pillow was a bit high
侧下枕头我就睡着了
As soon as I hit the pillow, I was asleep
一夜好睡没有咳
I had a good night's sleep because I had no cough
那个当天是主日聚会
And then the next day was a Sunday morning
我到了教会坐与我同坐在一起的也是周五跟我坐在一起的姐妹她也发现了我的变化
And so I came to church and I sat next to a sister who also sat next to me Friday night and she also realized the change in me.
从那以后我再也没有咳过。
Since then, I haven't coughed.
医生为我开了 CT scan.
The doctor did a CT scan for me.
没有找到肿瘤。
Couldn't find the tumor.
又给我开了 MR.
Also, he did an MRI.
结果也是正常。
And everything was normal.
这是医生觉得很不解。
And so the doctors they thought that this was astounding.
因为是真是他们的没有想到的事。
It was something beyond their expectations.
在这之后，我的肾脏三次化疗。
And later they decided to remove my right kidney.
三次之后就没有肿瘤完全消失。
Because after this, the tumor there had not completely gone away.
我的肾脏功能没有受到影响。
Because of these things, it was not affected.
医生非常高兴。
And so the doctors was very surprised.
鉴于我这个病情，还是要把我的右肾拿掉。
Because of all these things, they decided that they still needed to remove my right kidney.
在做就是我因为要需要机器人手术。
Because this was a robotic surgery,
要等三个月。
The wait time was 3 months.
我有幸一个月以后，就九月一号可以为我做。
And so the appointment date was September 1st, that the surgery would be done on that date.
九月一号刚好是我化疗以后的一个月，我身体可以得到恢复。
And so September 1st was also an entire month after my round of chemotherapy. My body would have recovered. It would have been an appropriate date.
但是很快就接到了医院的电话。
But very quickly, I received a phone call from the hospital.
把我的手术时间提前了半个月。
They moved up my surgery date by half a month.
也就是我化疗以后的半个月就要给我做手术。
And that also meant that after chemo, I would have the surgery only half a month later.
我儿子担心这样对身体是否有伤害。
And so my son was worried whether or not it would cause any problems to my health, my body.
我祷告的时候，里面是满了平安。
But when I prayed, I had peace.
手术如期进行。
And so I had underwent the surgery.
After, 真就是效果非常好。
And afterwards, the results was very good.
没有痛。
I did not have pain.
第二天还洗了澡。
And the next day, I was able to take a bath.
住了两天院就回家了。
And so after 2 days in the hospital, I went home.
回家带了一个尿管，准备8月24号，也就是一周以后要拔管。
And I had a catheter as I went home, and it was removed a week later on August 24th.
24号到医院去。
On the 24th, when I went to the hospital,
医生首先跟我讲，你的手术肾脏摘除，没有肿瘤，并且12个淋巴结，也没有癌转移。
And so when the doctor saw me, he first told me that they did not find any cancer cells in my kidney that they had removed, nor was there any metastasized cells in the 12 lymph nodes that they had removed. I'm cancer free.
不需要任何药物。
I don't need any drugs.
定期来复查就好了。
I just have regular checkups.
这是他行医多年，这是一个特殊的病例。
And so he told me that this was amazing and a very special case in all his practice of his many years.
同我见证的还有保罗书信的弟兄姊妹们。
And at the same time, I do want to testify of the brothers and sisters in the epistles group at Bible study.
从医院里往外走的时候，朋友对我讲 ，Helen， 明天有台风来。
And so as I was leaving the hospital, a friend told me, Helen, tomorrow the hurricane is arriving.
It's Harvey.
It was Hurricane Harvey.
当天下午我就开车去买了水，还买了所有的食物。
So that afternoon, I drove to the store to buy food and water.
第二天，我家附近就淹水了。
And so the road near my house the next day, it had completely flooded.
车没有办法开出去。
There's no way I could have driven out.
如果我的管要是晚一天拔，也没有办法做到。
If I waited the next day for the catheter to be removed, it would not have been possible.
大水持续了好多天。
And of course, the flooding continued for many days.
因水势过大 ，MD Anderson 也关门了。
And so then, MD Anderson also closed its doors because of excessive water pressure.
之前的手术日期9月1号也在关闭之中。
All this had happened before the original surgery date of September 1st.
感谢神。
I thank God.
在治疗和时间的安排上，都有神的保守。
The whole treatment process and time frame are all under God's protection, His arrangement.
不然怎么会有这么多的巧合
？Otherwise, how could there be so many coincidences?
这不是人能够计划到的。
This is impossible for humans to anticipate.
他是神。
Honestly, He is God.
他从不无私。
He never misses a thing.
我是来到这里，我是圣灵的带领。
Coming here is truly by the leading of the Holy Spirit.
神为我预备的属灵的家。
God had prepared a spiritual home for me.
在这里，真就是感觉到这里注重查经、祷告，并有神的爱。
And here we do focus on coming to know His Word, and I learn to pray and to focus on His love.
这都是我需要学习的。
These are all things that I need.
在这里读经4年，比我之前的16年收获还大。
And so here, the 4 years I've been here, I have learned so much more than the previous 16 years.
对我的学习有，就是我真的我对我的学习，我就是感觉到深深的吸引了我。
And I do believe that all of these things that I have learned have deeply attracted me.
无论从主日的信息还是查经班，还是一直到追思会，都有神话语的喂养。
Whether it's Sunday messages or Bible study or even the messages given at memorial services, I am fed by God's word.
感谢神。
I thank God.
真是在这里，让我之前不会查经。
And previously, I don't really know how to study the Bible.
在这里，从读经的方法到读经的角度，都有机会学习。
And here in learning how to read God's words, as well as the many different perspectives of God's word, I have learned a lot.
对我的学习真是有很大的帮助。
And it has greatly helped me.
我非常喜欢。
And I really enjoy it.
在这里真就是从不会读经到慢慢的对圣经 感兴趣。
I went from not knowing how to read the Bible to now having interest in God's words.
让我从真就是能够跟自己的生活有所连接。
And now I'm able to connect God's words with my daily life.
之前我是活在世界当中。
Previously, I lived in the world.
我不喜欢跟别人接触。
I don't like to have interactions with others.
我从不会麻烦人。
I don't like to bother other people.
我也不喜欢别人打扰我。
And I don't like other people to bother me.
如今就是比较会关心别人。
But now I learn to care for brothers and sisters.
尽自己的能力就为那有需要的人来帮给他们帮助。
And according to my own ability, I would like to help others.
过去我的心是刚硬的。
Previously, my thoughts were so hardened.
对周围的人事物漠不关心。
I didn't want to have anything to do with the people around me.
如今我会，心比较软下来。
But today, I have a soft heart and want to care for others.
以前我轻易不流泪。
Previously, I would not shed tears.
现在我比较容易哭。
And now it is much easier for me to shed tears.
尤其是在祷告的时候。
Particularly during times of prayer.
真是。这个改变是很大的。
And indeed, this is a great change.
读圣经也不再停留在字面上。
And when I study the Bible, it's not just the words on the page.
在学习圣经上，真就是有，会听姊妹们的认真听弟兄姊妹的分享。
But now, when it comes to understanding God's words, I'm really eager to hear brothers and sisters sharing.
尤其是。从属灵的意义上的分享，那是我的最爱。
Especially when brothers and sisters are sharing about the spiritual meanings of things.
每次听完，我心里非常的饱足。
And after I hear it, in my heart I feel so full.
真是感谢神。
I really thank God.
给我预备这个环境。
That He has prepared this environment for me.
在这个整个过程当中。
And in this whole process.
我真就是不单单的从字面上去理解。不单单是从字面上去理解。
Oh, now I don't understand just based on the surface level, the words.
我会从灵里更多的去来看圣经。
But now I come to understand in the spirit.
这都是神，真是神给我的带领。
And this is the leading of the Lord.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
在这个生病期间，八次的查经。跟弟兄姐妹并不熟悉。
In the 8 times that I had Bible study with brothers and sisters, I was not that familiar with everyone.
但是，真就是，当听他们知道我生病之后，都是很愿意帮助我。
But when brothers and sisters in this group heard that I was sick, they were all very willing to help me.
小组里，做了周密的安排。
And so the group made very detailed arrangements.
无论是，从生活上及陪护上。
Whether it was in my daily life or even the contact person.
以知道晚上的紧急联系人。
And even an emergency contact person for me at night.
他们都尽心尽力地帮助我。
They did everything they could to help me.
在这期间就是每一件事就是我从我的家里的电脑坏了还是到我需要有药物的时候都会有人及时来帮助我。
Whether it's because my computer at home broke or because I needed some medication picked up, there was always somebody to help me.
其中有一次是我的血栓了，我得了血栓。
And one time I had a blood clot.
我看完病之后，我去取药时已经关门了，药房关门了。
And the medication that I was prescribed, the pharmacy had already closed.
第二天。我打电话给在医院工作的弟兄，想让他把药带给我，下班以后带给我。
And so the next day, I called a brother who worked at the hospital, and I asked him that after his work to please pick up my medication and bring it to me.
但是他接完电话就去把药取了，给我送来。
But immediately after receiving my phone call, he went to get my medication for me to bring it to my home.
这所有的服侍让我非常的感动。
And so I have been greatly moved by all of the service.
不是亲人，胜是亲人。
And it has always been timely. These are not blood-related relatives.
我会终生难忘。
But I will not forget what they have done.
在这四年当中
During these 4 years,
无论是我生病还是遇到了什么天灾人祸，都有人来帮助我。
Whether it was because of my illness or any other natural or man-made disasters, there was always somebody who would come and help me.
感谢神。
I thank the Lord.
这生命影响了我的生命。
This service has affected my life.
我也愿意将这爱从我的爱的活水从我的流出，去帮助有需要的人来荣耀神。
And so I want to let the living water of love to also flow from me to help those who are in need.
就是说过去读经就没有没有太多的感觉。
In the past when I read the Bible, I didn't have much feelings about it.
在我之前读诗篇103篇时。
And so in the past when I read Psalms 103,
没有什么太大的收获。
I didn't really receive much from it.
但如今的我在读的时候就觉得神是如此的爱我。
But now when I read it again, I feel that the Lord so loves me.
他没有因为我的罪来放弃我。
He did not give up on me because of my sin.
是他从死亡当中把我拯救出来。
But he has now saved me out of death.
给我生命。
He has given me life.
带领我走属天的路。
So that I could walk the heavenly way.
其实神一直在爱我。
And of course, God has always been loving me.
我在美国二十多年，经历了很多灾难和急流险滩。
I have been here in America for 20 years. I've gone through many ups and downs.
在危急的关头。真就是有神保守。
During the times of danger and crisis, it was really the hand of God who protected me.
我经历过坏人的打劫。
I have been robbed.
我也经历过龙卷风。
I've also been hit by a tornado.
但是神都保守了我。
However, it was God that protected me.
那时候的我不知道感谢。
At that time, I did not know how to be thankful.
实在是不懂事。
I really did not know, was not mature.
现在就觉得对他无比的愧疚。
But now with great regret,
我跪下来。
I do kneel down.
向神献上我知道的爱。
I want to give him all of my love.
和我衷心的感谢。
As well as the faithful thanks of my heart.
跟随圣灵的带领学习祷告。
And also regarding following the leading of the Holy Spirit and learning to pray.
我有很好的睡眠。
I sleep well.
但是有一天半夜。
But one night in the middle of the night,
一个姐妹的头像出现在我的脑海里。
A sister's face appeared in my mind.
这个人不是太熟悉。
And I'm not familiar with this person.
但是挥之不去。
But her face kept staying in my mind.
让我无法睡得好。
So that I could not sleep well.
之后我下地跪下祷告。
So finally I got up and knelt down.
上床就睡着了。
And then after I prayed, I went back to bed.
第二天我就打电话给我熟悉的朋友。
So the next day I called a friend that I'm familiar with.
从她那里知道了这个姐妹的电话和姓名。
And from her I found out the name and the phone number of the sister.
我就打电话给她。
So I called her.
她觉得很意外。
She thought this was amazing.
你怎么会打电话给我？
Why is it that you are calling me?
我讲了这个原因。
So I told her the reason.
她说我家里有一点事要回国。
And so she told me that something had happened at her home, so she has to go back to China.
一会儿我就要去机场了。
And she was about to leave for the airport shortly.
在她回国的期间，我一直为她祷告。
And so during her trip back to China, I kept praying for her.
她回来以后，分享了她这个家里事情得到解决的，一切都顺利。
And so after she came back, she sent me a message and told me all about the things that had happened and how everything was settled at home.
还有一次。
There was another time.
在教会午餐的时候。
During the lunch on Sunday.
一个弟兄跟我说他正在找工作。
A brother was telling me that he was looking for a job.
晚上我为他工作做了祷告。
And so that night I was praying for him searching for a job.
但是到了后半夜。
But then later towards the middle of, or end of the evening.
我不知为什么他又出现在我的脑海里。
I don't know why his face also appeared in my mind.
我想已经为他祷告了，怎么还会这样出现呢？
And so I was puzzled. I said, I already prayed for him. Why am I still thinking of him?
很多的不解。
I was very puzzled.
后来我就下地跪在地下，向神说：“神啊，把弟兄的一切 担子都交在你的手中。
And so I still got out of bed. I knelt down and I said, Lord, I place all the burdens of my brother into your hands.
第二天早晨我就打电话给他。
And so the next morning I called him.
我说你还有什么事让我为你祷告吗？
And so I asked him, is there anything else that I can pray for?
他说昨天半夜的时候我妈妈来电话。
And so he told me that in the middle of the night, last night, his mother had called from China.
说他妈妈得了胰腺癌。
That his mother had pancreatic cancer.
对他真是很大的打击。
And it was a great blow to them.
希望我为他祷告。
And hoped that I could pray for them.
所以在这个时候我就有心里有所领悟。
And so from this time on in my heart I have been awakened.
我就开始了祷告的服事。
I need to enter into the service of prayer.
为有需要的人。
I pray for those in need.
其中有认识的还有不认识的。
Whether they are those that I know or do not know.
为他们早晚做祷告。
And so I pray morning and evening.
持续操练的过程当中，我就是不只是在早晚祷告，而是随时随地的祷告。
And so I learned to practice prayer. It doesn't matter whether it's morning or evening, but to pray constantly.
为自己，为他人。
To pray for myself and for others.
向神求帮助。
To pray that He may be Lord in all things.
真就是感觉到祷告把自己的担子交托在神手里。
And then as I learn, I pray to cast all my burdens into the hands of the Lord.
担子是轻省的。
And now the burden is light.
恶是容易的。
The yoke is easy.
感谢神让我在癌症病人服事上有负担。
And so I thank the Lord. He has also given me the burden to pray for cancer patients.
我在帮助他们的同时将福音传给他们。
Not only to help them, but at the same time to share the gospel with them.
先后多位病人及家属信了主。
So that many patients and families have heard the gospel and believe in the Lord.
神医治了我的疾病。
God has healed my illness.
我要为主做见证。
I want to bear testimony for him.
我会到教会，其他教会。
In churches.
光颜社或者是 和社会团体做见证。
To be salt and light, whether it's in social organizations or churches.
将神的大爱和医治的大能传讲出去。
To speak of God's love and His healing power.
来荣耀神。
May all glory be to God.
所做的都是圣灵自己做的工作。
All that I do is the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我只管跟随他。
I just learn to follow Him.
尽我的本分去做。
To do that which is my duty.
让神得荣耀。
So that God may be glorified.
如今我里面活的不再是我。
For it is no longer I who lives.
是耶稣基督在我里面活着。
But Jesus Christ who now lives in me.
我活着为主而活。
I live for the Lord.
死也与神有益处。
And to die is gain.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
让一切圣赞荣耀归于主。
May all praise and glory be unto God.
谢谢大家。
Thank you everyone.